Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Researchers have confirmed that a 2-year-old girl born with HIV has been functionally cured and remains virus-free even after treatment months ago. My guest is Dr. Rana Chakraborty. He's the chairman of the Committee of Pediatric AIDS for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Chakraborty, can you please describe this case for us and why this might be so significant?
Oh, thank you for having me, Melanie. The background is that a child was born in Mississippi. Understand that mother had limited or no prenatal care, and that the doctors established that the child was HIV infected following a rapid test on the mother at the time of delivery. The doctors appropriately gave the newborn baby prophylaxis, which in other words, medications to prevent HIV transmission after they learned that the mother was HIV infected. The baby took these medications. However, at a particular point very soon after birth, they actually discovered that the child was HIV infected because the child had a viral load. Thereafter, the doctors switched the medications to a treatment doses of antiretroviral therapy. The infant carried on taking these medications through the first 18 months of life, and there was a good encouraging drop in viral load. Viral load is the amount of virus one can detect for every drop of blood. At 18 months of age, the child was lost to follow-up for 5 months in the clinic, and the mother could confirm that they had stopped antiretroviral medications. So the doctors went ahead and just tested the child again, and to their surprise, they found that they were not able to detect virus in the child after the child had stopped these medicines. They went on and did a sophisticated panel of tests and involved other medical centers, including centers at Johns Hopkins and in Massachusetts, and at this point have not been able to detect virus in this child now, in this now 2.5-year-old child. And at the same time, the child is clinically well. T-cell counts, which are important if an individual has HIV infection, are pretty age-appropriate. And so that's why they have termed this phrase functional cure for this 2.5-year-old.
So, Dr. Chakraborty, tell me, if there are, mothers that are usually already on an antiretroviral therapy, so if those babies are then born, what did the doctors do differently in this case than they would have done if she had had prenatal care and been on that antiretroviral therapy before the baby was born?
The doctors followed a standard of care recommended by the Health and Human Services, who provide guidelines on a website called AIDS Info. And that's what they did in Mississippi, to do their best to prevent infection initially and then to treat infection when they thought infection had been established or diagnosed in the infant. So there weren't any new innovations that would have been different from the general consensus in terms of prevention and treatment of pediatric HIV infection.
Now, you and I discussed a little bit off the air. What are the implications for other babies born with HIV? And even in other countries, in Africa and such, if they could get the medical care that this baby got, what do you think the implications? And also, you have some concerns about this. So yeah, please speak about those.
Yeah, I'm glad you've raised that question. First and foremost, I'm delighted for the baby. and the mother and the family. I also applaud Dr. Debbie Prasad, the principal investigator, for providing the standard of care together with Dr. Gay from Mississippi, and also for investigating further when they weren't able to detect virus in this child. However, I would urge that this is a one-off or an outlier. I haven't seen this before in my medical practice, and none of my other colleagues have. And it's just one patient. Furthermore, no one has really been able to establish what were the mechanisms that resulted in clearance of virus in this baby. And so that it is extremely premature to extrapolate any findings or anything from this case and try and generalize it to all HIV-infected infants, children, adolescents, or adults in general. So that would be my word of caution. And my strong recommendation is that if an individual is HIV-infected, that they follow up with their physician and take their medications as recommended by the physician for the betterment of their health. In particular, in this context, if a woman is found to be HIV-infected during pregnancy, I mean, first and foremost, states have to emphasize the importance of screening for HIV infection in the first trimester and the third trimester. If HIV infection is detected, then the mother should take antiretroviral medications, not only for her own health, but also to prevent HIV infection in the unborn child, and should follow up frequently during pregnancy with her obstetrician. Thereafter, there can be discussions about whether a C-section would be appropriate or not. And after that, there should also be discussions with the neonatologist or a pediatrician to provide prophylaxis, in other words, medications to prevent HIV infection, providing prophylactic medications to the newborn child so that he or she can have the best possible chance of not having HIV infection.
Now, Dr. Chakraborty, you said that that this baby went through a standard protocol with, you know, the prophylaxis and then the antiretroviral therapy.
Right.
So if this is a standard practice as laid out, do you think that any new babies that are now going to be born, that these doctors are going to look to this case and say, we're going to do exactly what they did, even though that may have been what everybody was doing before?
Well, they may do what they did, but follow the protocol or follow from the Mississippi and Johns Hopkins team. However, I would be surprised if they would have a similar outcome to the outcome in this particular case in Mississippi. I would be very surprised.
So in just the last 30 seconds, please give the people listening maybe some positive message that came from this kind of remarkable thing here. So in just about 30 seconds, a good positive message about this.
I think the good positive message is that it's raised awareness and given us all hope that there may be a chance of eradication, but that it's raised awareness of HIV infection in the United States and how important it is to follow up with, for HIV-infected individuals or those who could potentially become HIV-infected, to follow up with their physician and take their medications as recommended.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rana Chakraborty, and the first child that is functionally cured of HIV. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.